Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everyone. How are we all doing? My name is Az, and I'm here for my team selection ahead of game week 26. Hopefully, you've all had a good game week 25. Interesting one. Bit of a disappointing first load of doubles. Arsenal just getting the one goal against Leicester. We all thought they might go on and get a few more. Saka blanking. Obviously, Liverpool blanking as well. Salah blanking. The defenders doing well. That was the main thing. It was really a double game for the defenders, wasn't it? I mean, if you had the likes of Trent, Van Dijk, Alisson, you were laughing. If you had Zinchenko, Gabriel, White, you were laughing as well. And Arsenal absolutely putting Everton to the sword last night. For those who kept Martinelli, congratulations to you. Absolutely monster haul. I don't think many of us saw coming that new shift for Trossard playing as a false nine. Paved the way for Martinez to come in and do really well. So hello to everyone in the chat. Thanks for tuning in nice and early on this Thursday morning. Lots of people already asking about the wild card. I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. Just as a disclaimer, I have absolutely no intention of playing the wild card this week. I feel like there's a bit of a Twitter frenzy about the wild card. Obviously, some people's teams need it. If you've got triple Liverpool, if you're targeting 28 and you want to get Kane and things, but people wildcarding for a couple of Brentford players, a couple of Brighton players, I'm not too sure that's maybe the best way to say it. Lots of Madisons, for example, who's not even fit. I don't know. I'm looking at wildcard teams and I'm not exactly massively inspired by it. But I do see why some people are considering it. But yeah, like I said, depending on your team, I think if your team is all right, there's no players that I think you need to be wildcarding on to make sure you've got in place. I think with a couple of transfers, you should be able to get through. But yeah, like I said, completely team dependent. If you've asked me how my new job is going, yep, new job is good. Thank you for asking. Lots of spreadsheets and data, enjoying that. Was in the office last week. I was going to go in the office this week, but working quite well from home, so I thought I'd just stay here. Makes doing this video easier as well. Means I get to do it live rather than pre-recorded too as well. Is Black Box on tonight? Yes, it is. Mark and I will be live tonight at 7 o'clock. Mark is feeling a lot better and has done the screens, which makes my life easier. So I'll be hosting. And yeah, we'll be back on that as well. So let's get into how I got on last week. I did this video last week and I said I would take a grey arrow or a small green. I wasn't really too happy with my team. I was worried about Liverpool. I saw, you know, lots of Nunez's. Even someone like Gakpo I thought could do quite well. I was seeing Trent, Robertson's, all of these players. You know, Nketiah I thought could hurt and I went for the defender in Zinchenko. I had Tarkowski and Bueno in defence, so I wasn't, you know, too optimistic about, and they didn't do much. I had 10 players. I had none. So anyway, my team just didn't look that great. So I wasn't too confident going in. But I got 91 points minus 4, so 87 in the end. Saw me to a small green up to 337,000. And yeah, I mean, it was down to a good captaincy choice in Saka, who got 30. Salah getting 11, so in the end, not a huge amount in it between them. But at one point, that looked really good. Haaland obviously went big and got 10, so we really needed Saka to kind of come in to kind of get, you know, to restore some of that damage. Haaland with 6, the goal for him, I'll take it. Odegaard getting a goal, I like that, but lots of people have got him. You know, Nonto not getting anything, just a 1 point and a booking. Tarkowski getting 0, Breno getting 3, Kepa getting 1. And you know, my best performer was Zinchenko with 18. Obviously gets the assist last night. And for my captain, Saka, one of those beautiful fantasy football goals when your defender assists your captain. Very, very, very rare. But yeah, I mean, you know, I have seen some scores around the kind of 65, 70 mark You know, I think a lot of people who went for Nunez will be really disappointed, you know, especially getting a goal ruled off for VAR and not starting in that kind of first game as well. Robertson owners will feel really aggrieved, given that they, you know, got two clean sheets, but he was on for two bonus or even maybe even three bonus in that first game. And then got booked right near the end and then doesn't play at all in the second match. So, yeah, I think there's lots of aggrieved people out there. I will absolutely take this. 87, small green, and I don't think I need to play my wild card. Although, if you think I do, let me know. I can probably be talked into it. I'm quite easily swayed. But, like I said, there is a real frenzy around it at the moment. I think the Spurs game, you know, now getting dropped into 28, no blank for Spurs. There was a really, really low chance of that happening. And now that's in there, I think people are looking at their sides maybe without Kane and thinking, okay, Kane is now someone who I can get to, either on the wild card or the free hit or something like that, whereas I've already got him. So, you know, that starts to be bad. I've already got my Brighton player in place. I've got a transfer I can use to get a Brentford player in as well. And obviously, you know, I think there's going to be people sweating on the likes of Nketiah. Might have Breno as well, some other injuries. So the wild card might be useful for them. But, I mean, this is how I'm set up for 26. So I've got Kepa in goal. I'm currently playing Tarkowski, but I could play Trippier. I think both concede, to be honest. There's a lot in it between them. Trippier has a set-piece threat, but Tarkowski from set-pieces is a target. So it's a bit of a 50-50 call between those two. Zinchenko, Bueno. Poor old Bueno getting subbed off with a hamstring injury. So sad to see a young player like him get an injury like that when he's kind of established his place in the team. Hopefully he comes back soon. Happy to get two starts with him and 3 points. Bueno out will be my move this week. And for the eagle-eyed people, the pun in this week's title is Reconnaissance. It's a bit of a stretch. But it is Rico Henry in the thumbnail. So he's the one that will be coming in for Bueno. I probably would go for Ben Mee, but I can't afford him. So that makes that decision a lot easier. So yeah, it's probably going to be Bueno out for Henry. Well, I mean, it almost certainly will be unless there's any kind of injury. Salah, Saka, Rashford, Odegaard and Matoma, Haaland and Kane. I just don't think there's anything wrong with this team. I mean, who would I be taking out if I was going to be wildcarding it? I'd be taking out Salah, Tarkowski, Bueno, Nonto. That's probably about it. And you know, I'm seeing people moving for double Newcastle defence. I'm seeing people move for Brentford defenders. You know, Brighton. The only player who I don't have, who I think could go big, is Ivan Toney. And we all know what's happening with Ivan Toney at the moment. There is, he has pleaded guilty to some of the charges on his betting case. What we don't know is when that ban is going to take in place. And there will be a ban, and it will be a massive ban. We've had a precedent with Joe Barton in the past. He got a huge ban, which kind of effectively ended his sort of football career. I was in the kind of the Slack Fantasy Football Scout channel yesterday, and I saw Neil mentioning that. And Neil said that, you know, that took months to kind of come into place, even after he'd pleaded guilty as well. So it's we don't know when that ban's going to happen. We don't know what Brentford are going to do, if they're going to, you know, impose their own kind of sanctions on him. I doubt they will. I think they want to get as much as they can out of him before that ban hits. But realistically, it could be weeks, could be months before that ban comes in. So would I be buying him if I had the money? Probably. If I could afford a straight swap of Nonto to Toney ahead of that double, I probably would. But I think I'm probably just going to avoid him and just stick with the with Matoma and Henry. I could maybe get another Brighton defender, maybe a Stupin in. But I will probably just stick with these two because then, you know, obviously the blank for Brighton's coming up. I mean, I could go double Brentford defence, for example. That's another option as well. I think it'd be Matoma captain in 28. But yeah, we'll kind of see. In 27, sorry. Yeah, so a few people saying hearing is in April, so Toney should play until game week 29. It's interesting, isn't it? Because, I mean, he has pleaded guilty, so you would think that any kind of ban would come in, you know, quickly, because it's not like they're waiting for a verdict. They've kind of already got a verdict, so I guess they're just waiting to find out how big the sentencing is going to be. There's some really interesting articles about it and what that sentence is going to look like for him. You need to have a kind of exit route for him, I think, given that there is going to be something big happening. But I think like most people are saying, my expectation, given how slow everything is, my expectation is that it's going to take a while to process. So I still think he's a buy. If you can move to him. Hi to FPL team Peter in the chat. I've got some FPL team teams coming up in a second. I'm looking at 28 and 29 to see how things go. A few people, well, what do you reckon? I mean, wild card here? I don't think there's any need to wild card. Let me know if there's anyone crazy that I'm missing. Another Hoops mentions in Bomo. Yeah, can you... You imagine he's going to be the unlikely hero, isn't he? I think going forward. But yeah, I'd say there's like a 1% chance I'm going to wildcard kind of out of this team going forward. So yeah, not too worried about that. Let's take a look at FPL team. Let's just see how I'm set up with this team for the kind of upcoming weeks. Obviously, game week 28 is the blank game week coming up. So, you know, there are strategies around wildcarding now, free hitting into 28. Or wildcarding now, setting yourself up to get through 28 and have enough doublers for 29. That's kind of different strategies that I'm seeing. I mean, this is how I'm looking in 28. This would be making the Henry move today. So it would be Kepa and goal, a back five of Trippier, Zinchenko, Henry, Botman, Tarkowski, Saka, Odegaard, Matoma, who doesn't have a game, Kane and Nonto up top. So I'd have one free transfer to get someone in here. I could do Salah to Madison, for example, who I know is really popular. I could do, well, I probably wouldn't want to sell Matoma, Rashford or Haaland, so I'd probably just bench those three. So it probably would be Salah out. I could make a defensive swap and do Tarkowski out as well, so for a -4, because he's given that he's playing Chelsea away. But I read that Chelsea have scored less goals since the restart than any other team in England. Might want to fact check that, but I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere. I think they've scored 6 goals or something, which is a kind of an English league low, which is just absolutely nuts. So actually, maybe keeping Tarkowski maybe isn't the worst idea. But you know, given that we've got so many big teams out of this week, and I've got Kane in place already, I've got my 3 Arsenal players as well. I just don't think I really need to panic about game week 28. So. Yeah, I'm not really too worried about that. Given that I can get 11 out with one transfer, it's going to put me in a really good situation. It means I can hold that wild card for a bit later on, past 30, and you know, into the kind of last part of the season. Although, you know, like quite a few people have rightly pointed out, less doubles means less chance to soar up the ranks. So I think really what we want is you know, these big teams to be going forward in the FA Cup, get our team sorted, you know, and then catch up on people who maybe aren't planning as well as we are. So it's a bit of a shame, I think, that there's going to be less doubles going forward. But all we can do is work with what we're given. So you can't really worry and stress too much about that. And I think this team is fine for 28. In 29, this is kind of the double game week. This is how my team would look. Again, I'd have effectively 2 transfers going into this. It would be Kepa in goal, Trippier, Henry, Botman, all with doubles. Salah, who could be Madison, who'd have a better double. Saka, Matoma, Rashford, Nonto, Kane, and Haaland. And then that would mean Zinchenko, Odegaard, and Tarkowski on my bench as well. So, I mean, Zinchenko and Odegaard on the bench, I mean, they're single game week players. Doesn't exactly feel great. I'd probably look at moving Kane out for a double game week striker. Watkins, he's got a double, I think he has, or Tony, if he's not banned in that. But again, I mean, that would, I've got effectively what, 8 doublers here, and the ones that I haven't got are Haaland, Saka, and Kane. So it's not exactly a bad position that I'm in, I think. So yeah, no wild card. Anyway, if you're kind of wondering and stressing about the future, do check out Peter's FPL team. It's an amazing resource for planning ahead. You can put your transfers in, you can see how your team looks in these given weeks. Peter's are so quick updating it as well with these doubles. I think he's probably got a direct line to Ben Krellin or something, but yeah, do check it out. I mean, this is how I basically decided that I wasn't going to use the chip, so it's attempting. Someone's mentioning bench boost. Ryan in the chat, bench boost in 29, yeah, it's an option, isn't it? I could do that even with this team. This is without the transfers. I could upgrade Tarkowski and move Salah to Madison. And then I've got a really strong bench boost team as well. So, yeah, that's actually on. Good point, Ryan. Very good point. I might end up doing the bench boost too. Right, let's take a look at the watch list. So this has been updated after last night. This is looking at season data of players, players that are kind of in my team and are of interest as well. The blue row is the kind of the top performing player in terms of non-point XGI per 90. So the most attacking players I'm looking at here for their position. So Perisic is the top of defenders, De Bruyne for midfielders, and Darwin Nunez, who can't buy a goal at the moment, top of the forwards. So in terms of defence, in terms of looking at this watch list, I mean, I update this every week and I add in sort of new players that I'm looking at. There's only two players I've added in this week. Henry's been added in and Iheanacho has been added in up top because he's flying at the moment. Looks really to have cemented that kind of spot for Leicester. Given they're struggling so much across different areas of the pitch, so reliant on Maddison, they really need a player to kind of step up. And it looks like Iheanacho is doing that for them at the moment. But they can't keep clean sheets and they can't really seem to win a game. So, you know, that 4-2 against Villa looks like a real anomaly, really. But he's a potential option, I think, with the doubles coming up. And I'm seeing him creep into a couple of teams. I think if you're wildcarding, he's the kind of player that you want to be kind of looking at. You want to sprinkle in a couple of these players who's going to be crazily low owned. He's a good price at 6.2, really good attacking stats. So yeah, Iheanacho for me is a good punt, especially because Maddison's got the fitness problems as well. But yeah, let's start in defence. So I've added in Henry. I mean, if you look at his attacking data, it's really, really poor. But Mees is arguably worse. Well, it's not arguably worse, it is worse over the season. You know, it's 0.12 for Henry, it's 0.10 for me. So you're basically looking at like some kind of return every, what, 9-10 games? Something like that. It's not exactly amazing and anything to shout about. But Brentford have been good at home, which I like. So, you know, and given that they've got these doubles, they've got that game as well, it's a really good time to be investing in Brentford. I think they've got this cloud of the Tony thing, but we saw after the restart, I mean, that's when this kind of all surfaced a little bit. It didn't exactly stop him then. So I don't think Brentford are going to be too affected by it. Looking at some of the other defenders, I mean, Trent and Reece James, I think the Trent party bus has ended. I think people be annoyed that he didn't get any attacking returns, but, you know, he still came away with a decent return in the double. But, you know, Liverpool have shown that they've got this, they can keep some clean sheets. They were two quite good games for them. It's United next. The double looks really tough for them. I don't think there's going to be too much investment in Liverpool, but it's always worth keeping an eye on Trent. Reece James, yeah, I mean, he's clinging on to this watch list, really. Obviously, he had the benching a few weeks ago. The Champions League will be interesting. I can't see them going through in that, given how they're playing. But they do miraculously go through that, then we might see some more rotation with him. But also Thiago Silva is out now for a while, so that really massively impacts the defence. I think Badiashile is class, but I look at those other centre backs and, you know, Koulibaly hasn't really done it and stepped up. Fofana's just coming back from injury. Shalabar's there. Who's going to partner Badiashile? It's going to be a bit of a wait and see, I think. But, you know, given that they're not scoring goals and I think the clean sheets are less likely, I think Chelsea are a massive avoid all across the pitch at the moment. Zinchenko, yeah, he's been amazing. I don't need to go on about him too much. I mainly bought him because I really, really like him as a player. That was my main reason for getting him. And I don't normally make these kind of sentimental FPL moves. I try and look at things a bit kind of logically with things, but, you know, I was looking at the Arsenal defence and I think White was the more sensible option given it was a bit cheaper. But yeah, I just really rate Zinchenko, and, you know, I think their wins have flagged his importance in the way that he comes into the middle of the park, which they don't really have any other centre backs, and Coutinho isn't going to do that, for example. So yeah, he's a really good player to own. Estupinan, he's the Brighton defender of choice. He has got a little bit of an injury. We're not really too sure what's going on with that. So do check out the Scout team news tomorrow with Neil and Joe to see what kind of the result is with that. I mean, I'm seeing people doubling up on defence. I'm seeing like Lewis Dunk. I'm seeing Webster. You know, the right back situation is a bit dodgy. Pascal Gross can play there. Veltman's been playing there. Lamptey's been there. If Estupinan's fit, he's the easy choice. If he's not, it's one of Dunk or Webster. But yeah, Stupinen, really disappointing, 0.8 XG up in 90. But I always feel he's got something in him, some kind of, you know, good cross or goal. You know, the goal he scored the other week, so unlucky not to get that. So I think the stats don't paint him in the best light here, but he's a good player to own. Shaw, he's got an injury as well. I think we're going to start seeing some people moving off him too, given this blank coming up. You know, who do you move to? Well, I think Henry is a good move, or me as well. Or, you know, after this week, I think the Newcastle defenders are a good shout too. I mean, I've been reading quite a lot about the Newcastle defence. They are just getting done with balls over the top, aren't they? And teams are learning that with a bit of pace, they can kind of get at them. So they need to address that quickly. They were all right against United in the cup final, but United just managed that game kind of really well. They'll be disappointed with that, and they haven't kept clean sheets in the league for a while, slipping a little bit. So they need to kind of get their acts together. But I mean, whatever happens really from this point, it's been a good season for them. But yeah, I'm if you think Newcastle are going to start getting back to, you know, the good ways, and if you look at the defensive data for Newcastle, it's still really, really impressive. They just seem to be getting done. A little bit like Brighton, when we lose the ball and teams count on us, we get punished. And De Zerbi's, you know, record at Brighton, particularly away in terms of clean sheets, we just don't keep clean sheets away. And in this double, we've got two away games. So I would be a bit conscious about bringing in too many Brighton defenders. I think two Brighton defenders is overkill. I think that the best three, if fit, are Stupinen and one of Matoma or March. I still prefer Matoma, even though March is... So over the season, March's and Matoma's attacking stats are identical, 0.43. But March, over the last 6 weeks, absolutely blitzes Matoma. So if you're it's perfect stats versus eye test for me. If you are an eye test man, you're not going to go near March, because he's so frustrating to watch with the chances that he misses. He's not clinical at all. All of this kind of stuff. Whereas Matoma is the complete opposite. He's classy. He looks like he's going to score all the time. He takes lovely, lovely control, lovely shots. But, you know, the stats aren't as impressive. So I would still back Matoma. I think Matoma is our best attacking option. But I can completely see why people are going for March as well. So let's pick one of those two. And then you've got Ferguson as well. I mean, 0.8 sharp and 90 of 0.58 is really, really good for him. I mean, he costs 4.6 million. He scored for us in the cup again. And we just miss him so much when he's not in the side. We just don't have a striker like him that can finish chances. Undav has been so disappointing. Welbeck, we know that he can't finish. I don't think he's got a goal all season. You know, and they're the players that are kind of competing against him. We've lost Trossard, who was that kind of false nine role. And I think Ferguson plays the majority of minutes that he's available for. He had that little bit of a knock, but I think he comes back in the team. That goal in the cup is definitely not going to help him. So Nonto to Ferguson is an option for me. It does weaken my team in that 28 blank, but I might get him for the double. I'm ahead of 27. He's just an absolutely class player. Yeah, a few people asking about McAllister as well. Yeah, I mean, I just put McAllister below March and Matoma. I think that's just why I'm not really considering him, why he's not on this watch list. I know he's got penalties, and I know he gets pushed a bit further up, but his best role for Brighton has been in a deep-lying midfield role. That's where he's excelled. And, you know, in the midfield three with Caicedo and Gross, I'd expect him to be pushing up. But the three kind of interchange quite a lot. He has got he's got an amazing long range shot on him. He's got an amazing, you know, free kick technique. He's on the penalties. I love all that, but it hasn't got that open play threat that March and Matoma both have. So for me, if I was picking one, I would still definitely go for one of March and Matoma over McAllister. But, you know, he's a good punt if you wanted to go for him. But for me, you know, third best option in our side. I've got Maddison on here as well. I want to see him play. He worries me. I'm seeing so many wildcard teams with him in. I know he's come back into the side. And he's been so effective for Leicester, and he's carrying that team with the goals and contributions that he's got in his kind of new role. But that fitness really, really worries me. And at a time when we need our players to be playing, you know, I want to see him play a full match in the next game. So, you know, he didn't play in the cup, for example. He missed the last game. You know, people are bringing him in. Does he definitely come back into the side? Is he fit enough to play the 90? You know, this is a good wait and see, this match for me. So, you know, hopefully, you know, those who are bringing him in get to see him, you know, play and look fit and get some points. But I'm happy to wait and see on that. a little bit. Yeah, a few people agreeing with me on McAllister and Ferguson. That's nice. Nice to be agreed with for a change. Madeline Tudor, McAllister cannot play in the 10 role. His best position is in the midfield too, as an 8. I mean, he can play in the 10 role. I mean, he can play left wing. He can play right wing. He can play anyway. He's a very versatile, intelligent, clever player. But I don't really think he's got that end product in FPL to warrant a significant amount of investment in him, personally. But could be proved wrong. He could give it a couple. He's the kind of player who's just smashing a 40-yard goal, and it'd be great if you own him. But I prefer, you know, March and Matoma. March with the stats, Matoma with the eye test threat. Forwards, Brennan Johnson. Mark went on and on and on about him, and he didn't get anything against West Ham. He has got Everton at home next. I think Mark will be confident of getting something on that. He's on my list. I don't think I can buy him. I don't think I could give Mark the satisfaction of me owning a Nottingham Forest striker this season. So probably not going to go there. Watkins is not on this list. I think it's Watkins isn't on my list purely because if I was going to buy I mean, I've got Kane and Haaland, and if I was going to buy another striker, it would be Tony that I went for, or it would be Ferguson, Nonto to Ferguson. So Watkins just isn't quite at that level yet. Aston Villa are a funny team. You just never really know what you're going to get from them. I probably should have added Watkins to this list just to give you all a bit of context into him. But yeah, I don't mind Watkins as an option. He's playing well. The penalties are an interesting development as well. Took that really well. So yeah, do like him. But I think if I was picking out of him and Tony, I would go for Tony, given they've got that extra double. The fixture's so nice for Brentford. They're such a perfect team to invest in at the moment. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Wildcarding, not wildcarding anything. I think that a Brentford player this week is going to be the priority for a lot of people. And I think that's about it. God, 27 minutes. Honestly, I get for this. I'm going to finish this in like 15, 20 minutes, and I get talking, and I just can't. I can't stop myself. But yeah, that's great. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I hope it's been interesting. I hope all your plans are coming together. Let me know your wildcard teams in the comments or anything that you're planning on doing. I will try and give my attention to those and answer a few questions if there are any. But yeah, enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the weekend. Let's hope Brentford start picking up some big wins, and Brighton as well. Lovely to see investment in Brighton. You know, whoever scores, whether it be March, McAllister, Ferguson, you know, Dunk, even if I don't own them, it's always nice to see Brighton winning. And we need to start winning again because we've dropped some points, crucial points, the last few games. And I really want to go on a European journey. So come on, Brighton. Let's see how it goes. So see you all at 7 tonight, hopefully, for Black Box. But until then, I will see you soon, and take it easy.